Good morning. Thank you for calling Archstyle Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
This is Linda Blackwell in Rhinebeck, New York.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear.
I have one of your cards with your special holiday sale, and I would like to sign up.
Oh, yes. I'll be more than happy to help you today. Can I have your address, please, so I can look it up in the system?
14 Sunset Road, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
Thank you. Sunset Road, correct? 14 Sunset Road?
14 Sunset Road, correct.
Okay. Thank you. And what's the speed that you're looking to sign up for is the 1 gig for
$69.99? Yes.
Okay. We also provide phone services. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
No,
also
thank you. I use my cell phone. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, just confirming the address of service will be 14 Sunset Road, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572 is the zip code.
That's correct.
Thank you. Do you own or rent the property?
I own it.
Thank you. Currently, do you know how the utilities are coming into your house? Are they coming in aerial or on the ground?
I have Spectrum and it comes from pole outside.
From the pole, okay. So that's how also our staff fiber would do the installation.
Yours is fiber optic, correct?
It is fiber optic, yes, 100% fiber.
But it still has to go on the pole?
It depends on how you have your carbon utilities or how, or what the town allows. We are also able to do on the ground if it's allowed by the town and the customer prefers it.
Right. And then you would dig a trench or?
Yes, if you don't have a conduit that we'll be able to use, then we will have to dig the trench and do the drop, and then we'll cover everything back up within 10 days from the day of installation.
Uh-huh. And that would cost extra?
If you are at least 300 feet from the street, we'll cover that. We'll cover the first 300 feet. If you're further out than 300 feet from where we have to connect you on the street, then they'll charge you per foot.
I'm right by the road, so it wouldn't be an issue.
Okay, so yeah, you should be okay. Would you like me to request for on the ground installation instead, if it's possible?
Yes, please.
Okay, oh, you're welcome.
One other thing is I don't want weather to be an issue. That is the big appeal of fiber optics.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And then eventually they might be able to take down some of the wires that I have that are completely unnecessary.
Yes.
Because I have a phone and I have Spectrum, but, the only one I really need is the electric,
Yes. Oh, yes. All right. So is your billing address different from your service address?
No, it's the same.
Okay. For the name on the account, your first name is Glenda?
Linda, L-I-N-A.
Linda, I'm so sorry. Okay, and your last name, please?
B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L, Blackwell.
Thank you so much. And can I have an email address for your account?
Okay, it is Linda Chase B, that is LindaChaseB @gmail.com.
Okay, so Linda chaseb@gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And the best phone number to contact you?
845-702-4079. Correct.
Okay. How may we contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? Would you rather us call you on the phone, email, or send you a text?
Email or text is best because often I'm at work. I can't answer the phone.
So for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers?
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. And for the text, our staff Fiverr, we can notify customers via text messages with important information like install appointments, update about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisement on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone calls. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Ms. Linda, so to receive the $69 offer, the account needs to be enrolled in auto pay and paperless billing with your checking or savings account. Do you have that information with you today?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm happy to do that, but can you explain something to me?
Yes.
How does the transition work from Spectrum to you? I mean, well, obviously, it's very important for my work that I have internet all the time. So I can't have a period, I mean, obviously a couple of hours, but I can't have a time where I cancel Spectrum and then I'm waiting for you.
Mm-hmm. No, that is a very good question. Something that we advise our new customers is to please wait until our staff Fiverr has completed their installation, and we make sure that you have the internet working from our staff Fiverr, and then you can go ahead and cancel with your current provider. We don't want you to lose connection in the meantime.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to do that on the same day. Once we connect you and you're good to go, you can call Spectrum and let them know that you need to cancel the service, and then they'll tell you how to go from there. They probably ask you to return their equipment, or they'll come pick it up.
Right.
They'll let you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So for the auto pay, if you have your checking or savings account, if you can provide me the routing number, please.
Okay, the routing number is 0223-00173.
Thank you. That is for a Chase account.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And the account number? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you want the checking number?
The account number, please.
2352-70306.
Okay, thank you. And your name appears as Linda Blackwell.
Yeah, so it appears as Linda Chase Blackwell.
Okay, thank you. So the first payment comes out of the account on the same date of installation once you have become installed.
Okay.
And then from there on, you'll be invoiced for the next month, and then the due date will be the same day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're almost done here. So, do you know if you have anything in your property on the ground that our technicians should be aware of when they're doing on the ground installation if they go with it on the ground?
Not in the area where, I mean, there's plumbing, but it's not in the area where you would be. From the pole to my house, there's nothing.
Okay.
I mean, there's a fence. There's a fence, but there's no piping or anything underneath.
Okay, thank you so much. Ms. Linda, do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
What was that last one?
Do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I guess so.
Thank you. I'll be placing the order.
Disputes.
Yeah, this shouldn't be. It shouldn't be any disputes.
Actually, as I said, I work. I teach online, so it's really important to me that I have good internet.
Oh yes, definitely. And if any if you come across any issues, you can call us at any time. We'll troubleshoot with you, or if we need to, we'll send you a technician to check the equipment out and you know, fix
right.
anything that needs fixing over there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So let me just take a look. It's giving me an installation day for December 24th. I know that's the day right before the holiday. Is that a good day for you? Would you like something after?
Let's have something after.
Okay. Let me look at the 26th. The 26th, that Thursday, is that a better day?
Thursday. Not really. Maybe the week after that would be better for me. You know, the beginning of January.
Beginning of January?
Yeah. Because I don't know that I'll be home those days.
Yes, no, definitely. Yeah, my vacations we just got approved, so I'm excited. So far, I'll be off until the second. Is January 2nd a good day? Thursday?
Okay.
All right. I have in the morning, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. or afternoon, 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
3 p.m. is good.
3 p.m. Okay. All right, Ms. Linda, so now that your installation is scheduled, you will receive two emails from our staff Fiverr. One will be the confirmation of this order, and another one, the other email is an invitation for you to sign into your our staff Fiverr customer account, where it will give you the ability to manage the account, pay bills, and review and accept the terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment.
Okay, thank you. Now, I see that one of the offers involves $100 to our streaming. How does that happen?
So 30 days within your installation time, you will receive that $100 reward card, and then you can use it towards any – if you have already a streaming platform that you use and you pay for, like YouTube TV or Disney Plus or any other streaming platforms, you are able to pay your monthly subscriptions with that. Or if you get a new one, that you can also pay with that $100.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with today? We're all done for today.
I think no, we're good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Linda. Thank you so much for calling our staff Fiverr. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.